You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I'm Matt Fidler. If you have property burnt in the campfire with structures on it over 120 square feet and have not signed up for the debris removal program yet, you have until March 15th to do so. The only choice left is the alternative program where you hire a private licensed contractor to clean up your property. If you leave your burnt fire debris to be washed away with the rain, you are not only risking our precious waterways, but you are risking a lien on your property. For more information about debris removal, please visit buttecountyrecovers.org/debris removal. The Town of Paradise has started a long-term recovery initiative called Make It Paradise. This is a community-based initiative to help decide how to rebuild the Town of Paradise. There are some upcoming meetings that you may want to be a part of. On Tuesday, March 19th, there is a drop-in open house meeting at the Paradise Alliance Church from 6 to 8:30 p.m. It will be a casual meeting where regular citizens can talk to various experts about how best to rebuild the town. Then on March 21st, there is a listening meeting where residents can give information to city planners. This is also going to be at the Paradise Alliance Church from 4 to 6 p.m. The Paradise Alliance Church is located at 6491 Clark Road, in Paradise, of course. The North Valley Community Foundation just awarded $120,000 in grant money to several schools and organizations affected by the campfire. This brings their total grants given out to over $2.7 million to campfire-related causes. You can learn more about the North Valley Community Foundation grantees at nvcf.org. We have links to all the information I just talked about here on the show page, kzfr.org/campfire updates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.